T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Holding our collective breaths here, watching the LSU ladies taking on Utah in the Sweet 16 round of the Women's March Madness NCAA tournament. Tigers down by one, 63-62, 15 seconds remaining. We will definitely keep you posted on what ends up happening. But first, we must get to Bo Morgan on the Oakwin Heart Jewelers talk and text line. He's executive producer for the Falcons Radio Network and 790 The Zone in the ATL. Bo, how's it going over there?
Good, guys. How are you?
I'm good.
Doing all right, except for the fact that you kind of took our co-defensive coordinator and a bunch of players. What's what's going on with the Falcons building of that defense?
Yeah, we took 12 sacks away from you guys. That's and true. And the guy who, you know, Cam Jordan raved about. Look, we're just doing the things that we finally have the money to do. We went through I've called it the great cap reset. I think you guys, when Mickey Loomis retires, you guys are probably going to go through it, because for some reason he is the cap wizard. As bad as I despise your franchise, I mean, the guy that I really despise is now gone. I have a lot of respect for a few guys in there, Mickey Loomis being one of them. Unbelievable what he's been able to do. But look, we went through the great cap reset, and we were able to, you know, lure away David Onyemata and Caden Ellis. And, you know, Terry Fontenot said that the plan was to grab those guys with or without Ryan Nielsen, but obviously with Nielsen, it's even more attractive for Falcons fans. They've seen what Nielsen could do with Ellis and with Onyemata, who I think Onyemata has helped credit him for a lot of the things he's taught him since he's came in the league, and the guy's not played a lot of football. So there's a lot of excitement around those two guys. And then they went, you didn't really ask about this guy, they went and signed what everyone without a doubt said was the top safety on the market. Whether you think they overpaid or not, that's what free agency really is overpaying for other people's players who outperform whatever contract they're on, whether it's rookie or a 1 or 2 year deal. So there's a lot of excitement around the defense. That's been just awful. There's no other way around it. It's been awful for the better half of the last 15 years.
So with all due respect to Terry, and I love Terry, I don't buy for a second that he would have signed Caden Ellis unless Ryan Nielsen was there. But that's neither here nor there. That's kind of when you saw Ryan go out the door, you kind of felt like, okay, there's a pretty good chance that some of these players could end up in Atlanta. And I thought maybe Marcus Davenport was going to be that player. He ended up in Minnesota.
I'm glad that he's not that guy.
Yes, you know Marcus pretty well. You've seen him. I think the Minnesota fans might be a little more excited about one half sack throughout an entire season. But I am curious, like you mentioned, so Jesse Bates, all these guys, you know, the Falcons are making moves and they're putting a team together. And so just kind of around the fan base, I'm curious what the expectations are, because when you don't have a quarterback, it always kind of feels like you're guessing a little bit. And I don't know if it's going to be Desmond Ridder. They obviously signed Taylor Heinicke. That's going to be interesting to watch. They have the 8th overall pick in the draft. Is that going to be a quarterback? You know, so where are you kind of seeing that? Because it does feel like there's a lot of moves being made, but I still don't know if the answer at quarterback is in the building yet.
Well, everything that they're telling you is they believe in Ridder. Okay. When they drafted him in the 3rd round, look, I mean, I know that – let's talk about Ridder real quick. I know you asked more about the pick, but – Ridder is a guy that they've said they believe in. He had a little chip on his shoulder that he was drafted in the 3rd round. They slow rolled him basically to make sure, you know, you don't throw him out too quickly and you lose confidence. So they say he's the guy based on the deal that they signed Taylor Heinicke to, which is you know, fair market value for a backup quarterback. They definitely need to believe that's where they're going. Mm-hmm. I honestly believe they are not going quarterback. I think most Falcons fans, honestly, most Falcons fans are Georgia fans. I'm not one of them, but they are. They're dog fans, and they have their heart set on Jalen Carter. They think Jalen Carter is going to fall to 8, and I'm telling you that they are dead set on Jalen Carter being the guy. That's the guy they want. That's the guy they think is just the next Aaron Donald. He's the it. He's not going to be a name you guys. I was talking with Mike Johnson, former Falcon, played for Alabama's 2009 championship team. We do a show together, and I said, what do you think Jalen Carter is? Is he an Aaron Donald type player, or is he Glenn Dorsey? Because that's the thing that scares me with all this. The off the field stuff's one thing. We've seen a lot of guys have off the field issues and then go get, I don't know, guaranteed contracts with desperate teams like Cleveland. What bothers me is the lazy thing that's been attached to him, coming back to the senior, the pro day, 9 pounds overweight, not finishing drills. Mm-hmm. Falcons fans want another pass rusher. That is this. We've had a quarterback, and we didn't win anything because we couldn't play defense. You know why? Because we couldn't rush the passer. The Vic Beasley year was an anomaly based on how they played that year. They were in front every game, and then teams had to play catch up, and he could pin his ears back and guard the quarterback. This fan base wants defense, and they want something in the trenches. They want a pass rusher. Personally, I'm leaning towards the other guy at Georgia. I'm leaning towards Nolan Smith, because I've talked to some guys in the league, and they've watched film on this guy, and they think he could be the next Micah Parsons or Hassan Reddick, or maybe even to a lesser extent. I know that they were different in college, but like an Isaiah Simmons type player.
When you're looking at talking more about the upcoming draft, Bo, what are the biggest needs for this Falcons team heading into next year? Is it really shoring up that defense even more?
Yeah, it is, but it's also the other side. Look, this team still needs trench help on the offensive side with the guard position. They need another true wide receiver. I don't know if you can get in the guy. I would not want a guy in the first round, but maybe something later, because you just signed Micah Hollins, but there you're looking at something where, okay, we still don't have another guy opposite Drake London, unless with the Jonnu Smith addition, Kyle Pitts is going to play more out there. They also need help in the secondary still. I know that they went and signed Jesse Bates. Casey Hayward is on the second year of a 2-year deal. He didn't finish the season. When A.J. Terrell is about to go into his fourth year, so he's about to be on a big deal. So is a guy like Christian Gonzalez out of Oregon, is that the guy that might be here next year at 8? Talk to some guys about him. He's a bigger corner, likes to hit from what I've heard. Is a guy that you tell me that Nielsen could use if he likes to use corner blitzes, because that's the kind of guy that he has been at Oregon. He's fast, runs a 4.38. He's very good in coverage. So Charles could be a guy. All eyes, though, are on defense early, but they still got to go out and shore up that left guard. Somebody in between Drew Dahlman and Jake Matthews, because all intent and purposes, it seems like Drew Dahlman will be back at center. They could still use a little bit of running back help. I know that we have CP and Algier, but CP, you know, Cordell Patterson is a guy that's worn down if he's overused. He did not wear down last year because he missed 3 or 4 games early in the season, but the first year is here, he did wear down. So that's a concern. So there's still plenty of needs for this team. What are you going to do? I know that we signed Caden Ellis, but I don't know if that's the guy that's going to be your starter and that inside linebacker spot next to Troy Anderson. Could we use another guy there? Are they going to re-sign Rashawn Evans, who's still out there? Still plenty of needs for this team.
Right.
And a lot of people still want defensive tackle help, even though we have Onyemata. Calais Campbell visited the other day. So still a lot of needs for this team.
Just curious, you know, you mentioned obviously Algier, Cordarrelle Patterson. Would be, you know, picking a guy like Bijan in the draft be something that is attractive for the Falcons?
I want to say no, because God, can we not pick a guy at 8? Because he's not going to be there in the second round, right? Unless he falls late and you trade back in. I would look at a guy like Jamari Gibbs, though, from Alabama. We've seen him here. He's a Georgia kid. He played at Georgia Tech, transferred. I think he had a ton of receiving yards compared to rushing yards last year. I would rather have a guy like that because he can do everything. We know he can run the football. We know he can catch out of the backfield. He would be the ideal guy to be the kind of heir apparent to the role that Cordarrelle Patterson has played. So I would rather get a guy like that because I think you could get him in the second round if you really felt that was a big need. Or according to Terry, they draft best player available, which tends to be the way they've done the first 2 years. So not at eight. I love Bijan Robinson. It's a great player, but can we not take an offensive player in the first round of the Atlanta Falcons? I mean, God.
Bo, some of the other areas you think, you've seen Terry come in, Fontenot so far, reworking, I guess you would say, the culture even with the Falcons franchise. Just what steps have you really seen the most change, I guess you'd say, since his arrival and just even last year? What has stood out about this team that maybe wasn't around before that is something that's a huge positive right now?
Well, under Mike Smith and seemingly Dan Quinn, this team was, the whole fast and physical thing on defense, but we were a finesse offense. We were an aired-out offense, and on defense, we kind of resembled that. We weren't great against the run for all those years. We basically got beat in the trenches year after year after year in the Matt Ryan era. Some people would say it was Ryan because he was a statue. But the other side of the ball got it, too, under Thomas Dimitroff. The only thing, my only knock really on Thomas was he didn't draft trenches. This team is more physical in the last 2 years, really coming off last year where they could really get away from the Matt Ryan stuff and go to a more – the two offenses under Arthur Smith's first 2 years are completely different. They were still aired out when Matt was here. The next year under Marcus and then Desmond Ridder, it is a run first. This team's physicality has jumped. Now, they were not great late in the year against the run on defense because they lost to Quan Graham, who apparently was a lot bigger in the run game than anyone really realized last year. But the physicality was what I would tell you. This team has become a much more physical team in the trenches. And hopefully with some of these additions, taking your guy Onyemata, Caden Nelson is a good player at filling that A-gap against a run. So the physicality, and it seems to be they're even adding more. They went to Deion Jones was the kind of linebacker they wanted here under past regimes. Now you look at Troy Anderson, who is built more like a Luke Kuechly. Not saying he's Luke Kuechly, just saying he's built like him. Big, strong, fast player. Ellis is similar in some ways from what I've seen. You guys could probably tell me if I'm wrong or right. I know you will. But the physicality, this is a team dedicated to being physical, which we have not been in Atlanta in quite some time.
Gotcha, Bo. Appreciate all the info. Executive producer for the Falcons Radio Network and 790 The Zone in Atlanta, Bo Morgan. Appreciate the time, and we'll definitely be talking to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.